Let's do it, shan't we? Time now for the gun file. Why do it? Stupid is, stupid does, because stupid is, stupid does. And they're just stupid everywhere. 62-year-old Illinois woman who fought with her sister over a 1 degree difference. Wow. In the setting of their home's thermometer has been acquitted by a judge. Thank goodness. Yep. Iona Sales was cleared Monday by Will County Judge Brian Barrett, who said it is under whether Sales or her sister Wanda started the December fight. Both sisters agreed the fight was sparked. Oh, I get it. Wait, where's my drum? Come on. Come on. The fight was sparked. Got a million of them. Let's see here. They had a feud over the thermostat. Sales wanted the temperature to be 68. Lupina preferred 67. Lupina claimed Sales shoved her away from the thermostat twice and punched her in the head, causing a black eye. That's bad. However, Sales claims Lupina started the fight by pushing her away from the thermostat. Sales' lawyer said his client still lives with her sister and the women have come to an agreement about the thermostat. Come on, 1 degree, sisters. Seriously, I think there's some more deeply rooted problems there besides the thermostat, do you think? I think so. Police in Elgin, Illinois said a man was arrested when an officer in a McDonald's drive-thru lane smelled Mary Jane pot. That's right, weed. It was coming from the car right in front of him. Police said an officer was in the drive-thru by 12:30, smelled Mary Jane, saw the smoke coming from the vehicle in front of him. Officer said he saw 21-year-old Jose Barrera blowing smoke out of his car window. That is bad. Officers pulled the vehicle over later, discovered Tupperware filled with pot, dope, right inside the car. Barrera charged with possession of marijuana, released on a $120 bond, due in court on the 22nd. I guess his plans for a night out just sort of went up in smoke. Got a million of them. Finally, people, we have to start thinking for ourselves a little bit. A trio of Washington State women said they were lucky to escape injury when their GPS device directed them to drive into the water. And they did. The women said they were driving in Bellevue when the GPS instructed them to make a U-turn, took them down a boat ramp into the Mercer Slough. The women who were visiting from out of town received a ride back to the hotel from the firefighters. Let me get this straight. Your GPS tells you to turn around and drive down a boat ramp because that's the way to go, right? Yeah, lock the doors and put up the windows. Close the sunroof because you're now a submarine, chickies. Got a million of them. Come on, people, seriously? Look, I don't care if the Almighty himself was sitting next to me and said, Chuck, drive down this boat ramp into the water. Come on. We all got to start thinking for ourselves, I think. You with me? I'm with me. 22 after 3. There's your Thursday edition. The Gump File. June 6th, 8th, KOR Day, baby.